Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Absolutely love it. He has done it again. This is Tom Brady, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. This was Tom Brady this morning, a video announcing his retirement.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So I really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Wow. Wow. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas has been following this story, and Jim, yet another quarterback taken essentially off the market due to the fact in this case, Tom Brady is saying, I'm done.
Well, there was a lot of speculation that, once Derek Carr was benched and the head coach of the Raiders, Josh McDaniels, worked with Tom Brady, and they both have 6 rings together with their time in New England, you had to figure that, hey, I mean, he's basically at the end of the season said he wasn't coming back to Tampa Bay in his own way. So you figured, okay, it makes sense. He's coming to Vegas, but apparently not. And that means now, what are the Raiders going to do? I mean, they've basically cut the ties with Derek Carr. So who's going to take Derek Carr's place, and who's going to be better than Derek Carr right now is a big question. Do you go after Jimmy Garoppolo, who has made it to the Super Bowl a couple of times with the 49ers? Do you try to get Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson? Just a few of the veterans that are out there, but to be honest with you, Kevin, I don't think they can afford those quarterbacks.
Well, when you're asking the question, who would be better than Derek Carr? It's not who would be better, who would be cheaper.
Well, I mean, if you want to put a dollar amount on it, yeah, and you got to figure a starting quarterback in today's world is in that $40 million a year range. And, of course, that's what the Raiders owe Derek Carr. $40 million. So that's after the 15th of this month. So it's going to be very interesting. And does this change the strategy of the Raiders? Who knows? For all we know, he's still under contract. He has a no-trade clause in that contract. Would it be a stretch that maybe Derek Carr might be coming back to the Raiders?
Oh, come on. No. Either he's in or he's out.
What?
Otherwise, it's going to be like Tom Brady. He's in, he's out, he's retiring, he's not retiring.
I agree with you. I think he's gone mentally, but he's still on the roster, and he's still going to represent the Raiders at the Pro Bowl games at Allegiant Stadium on Sunday.
Would you explain how that works? Because if he twists his knee or, turns his ankle or any of that, he's guaranteed.
Yeah, no, I just kind of wonder because the what I understand is there's competition, all these different games which, by the way, are going to be played, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah, beginning tomorrow.
Tomorrow out at the Henderson facility for the Raiders. They're going to do that. That's going to be mixed in with the coverage. And that's going to be all part of who wins the AFC or the NFC.
I hate it.
It is different. And they're going to have the series of flag football games as well.
Exciting.
I don't expect any injuries in the game, but you never know. I mean, if you don't loosen up, you pull a hamstring or you fall awkwardly and dislocate a finger or something, you never know what's going to happen. But that is an interesting question. You know, what happens if Derek Carr, representing the Raiders in these Pro Bowl games, what happens if he gets injured?
That's because when I saw that, I thought, how can he do that when they were worried about him walking, stepping off the sidewalk into the school lane or whatever it is and twisting a knee or something like that. And all of a sudden, oh, my God, $44 million.
Well, there have been injuries throughout the years at the Pro Bowl, and that's why they decided to just completely just change the format. And that's why this is a low impact, I guess, for the players. This is just a breeze, a walk in the park, if you will. So, but it will be interesting to see if he even gets out there on the field, because he is a reserve. And the roster of quarterbacks, which are going to be representing the AFC, is not anywhere what we thought we were going to get. We thought we were going to get Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow. Well, Patrick Mahomes is preparing for the Super Bowl.
A little busy.
Yeah. Joe Burrow said that he's not going to be playing, and that's what opened up the roster for Derek Carr. This is his fourth Pro Bowl games. It's kind of hard to believe. He's been in the league for 9 seasons and 4 Pro Bowls, but no playoff wins to account for that. And that's why they appear to be moving on.
Indeed. More to come as we continue. We got a lot of show still left. In fact, coming up a little bit later on, Randy Thompson will join us, the longtime Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB. We're going to talk about what to expect from the legislature relative to small business, relative to this new Republican governor. Could that mark a sea change in how small business is treated in our state? Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 132, as we check out our conditions right now, look out for some left shoulder activity. There's multiple vehicles there on the left shoulder on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound, as you approach Interstate 15 past Decatur. They're on the left side there. Also, those 24/7 lane restrictions on Interstate 15 southbound between Flamingo and Tropicana, that is causing some congestion in that area. Look out for some surface street incidents right now. Westbound Cactus, that's at Jones. Northbound Nellis at Charleston. And look out for a fender bender crash. Southbound Durango, that's at Hacienda.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update brought to you by My Auto Service. The Vegas Golden Knights head into the NHL All-Star break winless in 4. They wrapped up the first half of the season on Saturday, falling 2-1 against the Islanders on the road in overtime. They'll pick up on Tuesday, February the 7th at Nashville, then head to Minnesota on the 9th before returning home on Sunday, February the 12th against the Ducks. Vegas second in the Pacific Division. They've got 62 points. They're chasing the Kings and Kraken, who are tied with 63. College Hoops last night, UNLV beat Colorado State 83-71. The Running Rebels are 15-7 overall. Elijah Harkless had 17 points in the win. They're back home Friday night against Fresno State. Both teams are 3-6 in the Mountain West. Big upset for Nevada basketball last night, 75-66, the win over number 22 San Diego State. Nevada 17-6 with the win. This update brought to you by My Auto Service. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMCQ Sports Flash.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Despite signs of a possible global recession, businesses are planning to continue investing in technology and sustainability in 2023, driven by risks like cyber and ESG, as well as a drive for profitability. A recent study shows that tech spending remains a priority for over 75% of businesses, with cybersecurity, 5G, cloud computing, artificial intelligence, and sustainability as top areas of investment. Catherine Guarini, Chief Information Officer, IBM.
Even though companies are battening down the hatches for a challenging year to come, they're planning key investments in technology. Those that have clear directives and holistic plans to invest in infrastructure, build AI services on top of that infrastructure, secure their digital ecosystem, and make their entire business more sustainable and resilient will come out ahead.
To learn more, visit IBM.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The same great show with the same great host,
just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall, now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One thing we do on Live and Local is we keep track of what's going on around our nation, around the world. Right now in the House of Representatives, the House is at least talking, and in fact now they are voting for passage of a bill that would order federal workers to return to the office. None of this zooming in, none of this. Anybody that's tried to get in touch with anybody in the federal government, including the IRS, by the way. And I know plenty of people who've had dealings with the IRS and even to this day say that, you know, it's impossible to get somebody to talk to you from the IRS. They just won't do it. They're not in the office and they're probably not working real hard. This is something, and right now the bill is winning. But again, this is the House of Representatives. It's controlled by the Republicans. We'll talk more about that as we go along. One of the things I love is being able to bring you newsmakers, members of the legislative branch of government, and others, all, you know, talking about the issues that matter to you. I've had a lot of people talking about this debt ceiling increase and how, you know, nobody understands it. I'll be honest with you. I don't understand it. And I don't, you know, I'm no expert on anything other than what I know. But the one thing I do know is that it's something that most Americans, it's just over their head. You know, the same thing as the Fed. When we start talking about the Fed and my eyes glaze over, it's really horrible. But this is what is interesting, is that we get to hear from people like former Governor Rick Scott, now a senator from Florida, who was on Fox last night and answering a question that I've gotten a whole bunch. And I've heard the president talk about this, and that is this notion that in making cuts to the budget in lieu of the debt ceiling increase, shrinking the federal government, that instead of doing that, they will cut the budget. And one of the areas that people are worried about is Social Security and Medicare. That's what people seem to be caring about. And yesterday on Fox News Channel, Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, former governor, said that the GOP is not under any circumstances going to consider cuts to Social Security and Medicare. Your Medicare will still be there. Your Social Security will still be there. This was Rick Scott yesterday on Fox.
They're coming after your Social Security and Medicare, and they're saying it out loud. You're a great Senator Rick Scott here in Florida. He's in charge of electing Republicans to the Senate. He laid out their plan clearly. He put Social Security and Medicare on the chopping block.
In focus now, Senator Rick Scott, member of Homeland Security and Armed Services Committee. Great to have you in focus. Look, I laid it out for what's at stake. Those time numbers, though, are really alarming. 10 years or less is going to go by very quickly for people who totally depend on those programs, Medicare and Social Security.
Well, first off, Harris, I don't know one Republican, including me, would ever cut Medicare or Social Security. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure there's no cuts in Medicare or Social Security. But let's remember, the Democrats, they all voted to cut $280 billion out of Medicare last September,
yes.
And Biden signed it. Let's remember, $280 billion they cut, and they wanted to say other people are going to do it. Here's what we have to do. We have to, one, grow our economy. But here's what's going on right now. The left, the big government crowd, Wall Street are saying you have to spend more money, borrow more money, and they're the ones that are telling us this, and they say if you don't, all the world's going to fall apart, we'll have plagues that Moses would even flinch at. That's a complete lie. We have the ability right now to pay the interest on the debt, Medicare, Social Security, our military, but what we have to do is get rid of all the waste. There's so much waste. So when you go to the grocery store, and you see the eggs are up and meat's up, then you can thank the people. Yeah, you can thank the people, the bureaucrats in D.C. that make a fortune, Wall Street that makes a fortune, the rich, which keep getting richer. You can say, thank you for raising the cost of everything, raising my mortgage payment, raising my my interest expense on my credit card, because that's exactly what's happening. We can balance the budget. I did it as governor. I did for 8 years. I walked in with a $4 billion budget deficit. They said the same thing. Oh, if you balance a budget, the economy's going to fall apart. No, guess what happened? We added 1.7 million jobs in my 8 years. We had record funding for all the programs that people care about. But guess what I did? I got rid of the waste, I balanced the budget, and I paid off a third of the state debt. We can do the same thing here, but we got to start doing it.
So, Senator, give me a couple of areas that you know you could cut off the bat in terms of waste, and that would really help, because it's hard to believe or imagine, not hard to believe, why Democrats wouldn't come to the table on at least a few things. I mean, they know it's a swamp. So give us a couple of examples of maybe things that you need to do immediately.
Well, we could get rid of the new money with the 87,000 IRS agents.
That.
We could get rid of the 7,500 earmarks that were passed in the omnibus bill. We could stop all this Green New Deal stuff with the CHIPS bill, which had nothing. There was no accountability in the CHIPS bill. That's $280 billion. There's so many things that are just they don't do anything for the American public except for cause more inflation, cause more debt, cause your interest expense to go up. So let's all we have to understand. If we keep raising the debt ceiling with no structural change, okay, interest rates are going to continue to go up, right? Inflation is going to continue to be bad. That's what's going to happen. There's a complete correlation.
That's Rick Scott from Florida, the free state of Florida. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We got a lot to do on our plate. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to let you hear from Boris Johnson. The British Prime Minister was on with Brett Baer last night, and great stuff on Ukraine. He is pitching more aid for Ukraine, and he came to America to do it. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The showroom at South Point presents a top entertainer with six top 10 albums, Emmy nominations, and Las Vegas Headliner of the Year four times running, Frankie Murray. January 27th and 28th. All the hits. Tickets available at the box office. Online at southpointcasino.com or charge by phone. 702-797-8055. Frankie Marino at the South Point.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
John was such a wonderful student. I miss having him in class. John and I used to stay together every week. I hope he's okay.
I love playing hoops with John. I really miss him.
When someone is struggling, they often distance themselves from others. If you or someone you know needs help, visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to navigate to resources or connect with a resilience ambassador. You are not alone.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There is a full court pressure being put on now by the folks who support Ukraine. I get it. I understand it. I will simply tell you, though, sometimes there is a full court press that goes on that overwhelms everything, and including common sense. Last night, Boris Johnson was on Fox, and the former British Prime Minister was on with Bret Baier, and the reaction that he had to a recent trip to Ukraine. This is cut number two. Boris Johnson, the former British Prime Minister. Here it is.
You know, you were the first Western leader to go into Ukraine and meet with President Zelensky in Kyiv. As you look at the map now and what has transpired since that time, what do you see and what do you hear from President Zelensky?
So I was back in Ukraine just a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, the situation's a bit better in Kyiv, but I saw the devastation around that city, the lives ruined, the totally destroyed apartment blocks, and that's nothing compared to what's happening in the areas that Putin is still attacking. And so the message I really have, Brett, for you, for all our viewers, is this is not the moment to delay any support for Ukraine. This is the moment to double down on our support. Give them what they need, whether it's the tanks or the long-range artillery fires. They need to kick Putin out of the whole of the territory. And I know how people in America have done an incredible job. The faster Putin gets out of Ukraine, the quicker we return to stability, and the more powerful the message we send to people like China, the West, America, the UK, the West will not tolerate aggressive attempts to change borders by force. So,
you know, you wrote in an op-ed about Putin paved the way for Ukrainian entrance into NATO. And you write, instead of properly punishing him, Putin, we responded with a policy of craven appeasement. Ukrainians should be given everything they need to finish this war as quickly as possible. You think there is any lack of will? Do you sense that? You were just up on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, so I just talked to Lindsey Graham. I talked to Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, Speaker McCarthy, loads of others. You know, I find there's a massive amount of bipartisan support. And look, I want to pay tribute to the Biden administration. What they did, what Joe did, what Joe Biden did, what all his people did in very difficult circumstances was they stepped up to the plate and they gave Ukraine what it needed. What I think we all need to do now is go further and save time, save money, save lives, and give the Ukrainians what they need. And you mentioned the appeasement point. This all goes back to our failure in 2014 to punish Putin properly for what he had done. And we put on some sanctions, but they weren't really very tough. But we basically allowed him to invade Ukraine. You remember, he took the Crimea and he took the eastern parts of the Donbass. And then he kept twisting the knife in the wound, and we never really punished him for it.
That's Boris Johnson, the former British Prime Minister. And the only question I have, I mean, I'm for supporting freedom around the world. I think it's great. We are not the world's policemen. And I really have a problem when we let the rest of the world off scot-free. Remember who it was. It was Donald J. Trump that condemned NATO a bunch for not paying their dues, for not stepping up financially and militarily. That was something that Donald J. Trump did. We don't see that. You know, all we're doing is cutting a check. That's all we're doing. And that's where I have problems with this. I'm all for supporting Ukraine, but I want to see some accountability. I'd like to see an audit of where this money has gone. And more than anything, I'd like to see the rest of the world step up. I don't think they are. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I